Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to enjoy fellowship and to bow before you and to worship you on this day. We thank you for giving us health and strength, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you're always there, that we can call on you without reservation. We can approach you knowing that we're yours and you're ours. We thank you, Lord, that forgiveness for our sins are available if we confess them. And Father, we're confessing our failures, our shortcomings, even now. You know them all. We just lay them before you for you to dismiss them, placing our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities in your ocean of forgetfulness, where you do not remember them anymore, and you do not hold them against us, because you also promised not only forgiveness, but cleansing for us from all unrighteousness. We take you at your word, and we believe that you mean, and we can trust you. So we thank you today for forgiveness, for cleansing from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord, that your presence is worth so much more than anything else, above and beyond anything else. So we thank you today that we can come into your presence with thanksgiving and with boldness. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who made the way, who opened the door, and has shown us and continue to teach us your ways. Bless all those of our team that join us today, those that are unable, bless them too. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, good morning and welcome to you. You've joined us on Global Time with Christ Jesus, and it's Wednesday morning. It's day 15 in our journey, at least in this phase of our prayer adventure, journeying to Palm Sunday. So it's a 40-day trek that began on Wednesday, the 5th of March, and we're in day 15 of that. I trust that you're enjoying this. I am. I'm enjoying this journey. Every day the Lord is teaching me something, and I trust that you're available as a student as well to learn. How are you feeling this morning? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm awesomely favored, divinely powered and blessed. I really do feel that way. God is good, isn't he? Well, today our focus is, blessed are those who fear the Lord. And that's taken from Psalm chapter 128 and verse 1 and 2. And it says, blessed are all those who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. You will eat, listen to this, you will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Well, the Lord just answered the question that you may have. Well, what does he have for you? He says, you fear me, and you will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. I'm choosing to take him at his word. Yes, I would encourage you to do the same. Just take him at his word. And don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure out what even that may look like. Just know that you're in his hands, and nothing can pluck you out of his hands. Nothing can separate you from his great love. So our theme today, are blessed are those who fear the Lord. And fear here is not a fear of the dreaded kind. It's a fear of respect and trepidation for this awesome Father that we have, and his name is Jehovah. We thank him. Well, praise God. Our prayer itinerary or targets for today, of course, we're praying on behalf of Asia and the Pacific. This so humbles me, and I guess I'm testifying. This so humbles me that, if you remember, a few days ago we altered the course of this prayer journey, if you will. We were staggering it, allowing the 2 days on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we were kind of just getting behind, and the Lord spoke to my heart and says, no, those 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, on those days, you will have homework, and your homework is to continue on your own to pray. Of course, we are praying as well, to pray through those days. We were letting them go, but the Lord forbid it. Now, today we are praying for, and here's the key, North Korea, South Korea, Laos, Macau, Malaysia, the Maldives, the Marshall Islands, and Micronesia. So that once we got back in phase, we are actually praying for the very areas, the Indian Ocean, India, and all of those places, Malaysia, where the search for the missing plane and 270 passengers is being conducted. How is God for being on point? I can't tell you how valuable it is to follow his leading. So we're praying for those Asian and Pacific countries and islands where the search is going on. Pardon me. We do not know where those that plane and those 270 passengers, including a little baby, we don't know where they are. We have no clue at this point. But we're asked to pray for them. We're asked to pray for those nations surrounding that area and in that area that is suspect in terms of where the aircraft might be. I just love the Lord. He is just so awesome. So we are not just simply observers and spectators of what is going on in our world. Even now as we arise, we are participants based on God's plan and purpose for our lives for this day. Imagine that. I am extremely humbled. God is truly in charge. So we'll be praying for those nations. We'll be praying for the families of those passengers. We'll be praying for any prayer requests that you have. We're honored to do that. So please consider, dig into your heart, because God wants to be asked. He doesn't want us ever to come before him without understanding that he is there for us. So please prepare your heart by the Holy Spirit to place your request boldly before the throne of grace. And we're all here. And I can tell you that our switchboard is populated, highly populated with those that have connected this morning. And also, we're going to pray. We have a prayer request that was texted into us from Israel. And I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. God is just too awesome. And I'm glad that you're here with me. I wouldn't believe God is doing all the things that he's doing for us. Amen. Well, welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining us. We're humbled by your presence. We're humbled by what God has done in your life and with you and for you, what he's doing and how he has joined you to us for the purposes for which we are gathered here today. I am opening up what I have opened, all of the lines, so that you're live. You can be heard. And if you have a praise report or a prayer request, do not hesitate to voice that at this time, because it's an awesome time. I'm going to lead off with my own praise report. Yesterday, I requested prayer for myself particularly, as I had a very important meeting on yesterday morning. It was a critical meeting, very important. And I can tell you, God came through. It was quite successful. And I'm awed again, humbled and honored that God would respond in the way that he is. So I want to thank you for joining us in prayer as you did on yesterday. God answered my prayer, our prayer, and is continuing to answer our prayer, because out of that meeting, some wonderful things will and are occurring. So thank God, and thank God, praise God for you and your cooperation and focus in joining us in faith. May God encourage and bless you continually. Okay, before we go to our prayer target list, I will appeal for your participation in voicing your prayer request, if you would like. Our lines, all our lines are open, and we can hear you, and thank God this morning for the wonderful sound and communication. So the sound is clear, everything's looking really well. Let's take advantage of it. All right, we'll move to our prayers for Asia and the Pacific. And once again, we're praying for North and South America. I'm sorry, North and South America. We did that already in days gone by. North and South Korea, and for Laos and for Macau, for Malaysia, you know, that's there at ground zero for what is transpiring now in Asia as it relates to the attempts to recover Flight 370 with 270 passengers. We're also praying for the Maldives, the islands of the Maldives, and for the Marshall Islands, and for Micronesia. Let us pray. We want God to just remind us and to remind these nations in some way, some form or fashion, that they belong to his Son, Christ Jesus. that they are to bow before the throne of his Son, who is God's King on his holy hill, Zion. That's the word of God, Psalm 2. So we thank you, Lord, for North and South Korea. We thank you, Lord, that no matter what government, what politics are in play, that North Korea, South Korea, Laos, Macau, Malaysia, the Maldives Islands, the Marshall Islands, and Micronesia, they're all yours. And it's your privilege and honor and glory to give them to your Son, Christ Jesus, as his inheritance. Because you encouraged him to ask of you. And Father, we're joining him in agreement today that these nations, to the last person, are yours and becomes his because of his relationship with you. You're our Father. He's your only begotten Son. And we thank you today that you're in control. We may be baffled, we may be perturbed, mystified, not having full understanding because of our limitations as human beings created by you. But you're God who is limitless. You're knowing everything. You're omniscient. You are everywhere. You are omnipresent. So all we have to do is stay connected with you. And we don't have to be anxious for anything. So we thank you today for these nations in the area of Asia and the Pacific. We pray today that the forces of darkness, the evil empire, will be restricted, impeded, pushed back by the light of the kingdom and the kingdom of light. We thank you right now, and we plead the blood of Christ Jesus over these nations right now in the name of Jesus. They are his for your honor and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. 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 Hallelujah. I trust you feel the satisfaction of praying in God's will. That is a wonderful thing. We're also seeking God for laborers, that God will reveal the dignity and honor of doing work as unto Christ, that workplaces would be a setting of safety, joy, and friendship, for workers to be trusted, treated with justice and dignity, for continued employment in the changing global economy, and that many will turn and follow Christ and serve him openly in the workplace along with co-laborers. Let us pray about that. And if you are a worker, see yourself in that. See yourself being a light in the workplace through your friendship with the other workers. Treat them with justice and with dignity. We pray, O God, that the economy We would pray that the changing world, this noble economy that changes from hour to hour, from minute to minute, that it will sustain continued employment for yourself and for those of your family, for your community, for your city, yea, even your nation. Father, we thank you today for the workers, the laborers, the ones that turn the wheels hands-on. We thank you, Lord, for employment, for those who already have it, and for those who are needing it. We believe with them right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Because you work. Jesus said, my Father works and I work. The work is honorable and dignified. And Father, we live in a time and a season and in communities where individuals are tempted to avoid work, avoid productivity, seek to live lives that are vegetized, where there's no production from day to day. They just exist. Well, we thank you, Lord, that there are those that thirst for work and to be productive, to make a difference, to live meaningful lives on purpose. We thank you, Lord.
We thank you.
We ask for strength for them. We ask, Lord, that even as they toil and labor, their eyes would be turned towards you, turned towards the light, turned towards the windows of heaven, so that they're a blessing far beyond their wildest imagination in what they're able to do. And I say we because all of us are called to work, to labor, to produce, to have meaningful lives, to make a difference. So we thank you today. In Jesus' name we pray for the laborers. We pray, oh God, that you would, anyone that is sick, that they will have a sense of your boundless love for them. And they will know that you're healing them in spirit, in their souls, their hearts and bodies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Okay, before we move on to our next item, once again, welcome all of you. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful morning. And we trust that today will be another day of victory in your life. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, now is the time to give it. Let's be mindful that the time is moving. So let your voice be heard. You're live on Global Time with Christ Jesus, this wonderful prayer cast that God has given us. Just state, yes, I hear a voice.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for you, Pastor. And the prayer line, thank God. Prayer line for truly, it is a lifeline. Amen.
Yes,
our life is connected to Christ. But I want to thank God for my grandson, Khalid. He celebrated his 26th birthday. And the reason why I can too praise God, because I myself was a life of drugs until God delivered me. But I mean, when he said, who the sun sets free is free indeed. And even that's for our seed. And I thank God that he is a productive young man in this world. And I know it's the grace and the mercy of God. God is doing that what he said. He said, our children shall be taught of him, and great shall be their peace.
Yes.
Shall prosper in the Lord. So hold him up in prayer. His name is Khalif.
Okay, Khalif?
Khalif.
Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Khalif, for his birth, his being, and the time, the timing, which is your timing of his birth, that he would be a part of this generation. Father, thank you for keeping him, bringing him to his 26th birthday. We celebrate what you have done, Lord, in bringing him to our world, to this season, to our time. You have a purpose for him. You do nothing without design and purpose, an intent. And we know that your intent, when we look at your word, is that every man, every woman should bow before your throne. And we pray that you would cause Khalif to bow before your throne in submission to your will and to your greatness, for your honor and your glory, that his life would take on a substantial glow with the light and reflection of your son in his life. Thank you for keeping him. Continue to keep him, Lord. Continue to keep him and protect him, to watch over him, to extend his life, give him a long, wonderful life in you through Christ Jesus. We thank you for this day, for his birthday, and for preserving him for many, many, many more days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request. God does hear and answer. Well, about 3:30 this morning, we received a text from Dr. Gloria Harris, who is presently in Israel, in Jerusalem, and she's part of a team, and they're all friends of mine and of ours, and some of you know some of them, and they're in Israel presently, and in this text, Dr. Harris requested prayer because she will be meeting with, this text came in about 3:30 a.m. this morning. She will be meeting today because, you know, they are up already. It's probably way past midday, I'm sure, in their zone. But she will be meeting with the head of the Legal Aid Society over there in Israel. And she's lobbying and advocating for help and aid to the Ethiopian Jews that are in Israel. And we know that they are Jews that look like you and I. And out of Africa, out of Ethiopia, and they're popularly known as the Shalashes. However, they're Israelites. They're the real deal. They're real Israelites. They're Beta Israel. They were among the first Israelites, and I'm sharing things that many the current believers are not even aware of, and that it's true. Not knowing doesn't change the fact that it's true. And so they are she's advocating for help for them through the Legal Aid Society there in Jerusalem, in Israel. And so she's asked for prayer. So we're going to pray for that meeting. It looks like they're going to be meeting today, and so that that meeting will be successful, that Christ will prevail over systems and institutions as she meets with this organization on today. I will ask someone to pray with us, to lead us rather, in prayer for that meeting today. It's very important, and we're honored. You see how we can be in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing for the right reasons. So God is pleased. Our God is pleased. He is pleased. And it says, may they prosper who love you, meaning Jerusalem. That's Psalm 122, verse 6 and 7. We have to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we're praying for the Ethiopian Jews, the African Jews that are in Israel. Would someone take that prayer request, please? There's lots of us on. Someone can grab that. It's an honor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we come to this morning in
yes.
no name but the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Lord, we come speaking your word and praying your word this morning for
yes.
Israel.
Yes.
Father, you promised us that blessed are all who fear the Lord and who walk
yes.
in his ways. You promised
yes.
us that we will eat the fruit of our labor.
Yes.
Blessings and prosperity will be ours, Lord, and we come to you this morning, Lord, lifting up Israel, lifting
yes.
up Jerusalem, lifting up Dr. Harris and the contingent that is in Israel, seeking
yes.
your face, seeking your help, Lord,
yes.
for the people of Ethiopia, these Ethiopian Jews, Lord. Father, you
yes.
promised us that if we seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, and
yes,
call
Lord.
On your name, you will heal the land. And we call on you this morning for healing for Israel, for healing
yes.
for your chosen people, Lord.
Mm.
Father, we ask that you will grant Dr. Harris favor with you and with man, that you will
yes.
open doors that need to be opened, that you will
yes,
close
Lord.
Doors that need to be closed, that you will lead them to the right people at the right
yes.
time in the right place for this our Lord. Because these are your chosen people, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you will intervene, that you will take charge. We know that
yes.
you are in control and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For
yes.
that's your promise, Lord, that you will do a new thing, that you will rise Jerusalem, that you will bring the people of Israel, the people of Ethiopia, to know that you are Lord and you are God, and that whatever
yes.
they do it to the honor and glory of you. Father, we
yes.
bring Dr. Harris this morning. We ask that you give her the wisdom, the knowledge
yes,
and the
Lord.
Understanding and the other members of her contingent to do what does say the Lord, and that your
yes.
will be done in this situation, in this time, for your people.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I pray. It is done. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for leading us in that prayer. Sister Christine, thank you so much. I tell you, it's an awesome privilege to be serving the Lord in the way that we are, making a difference. Look how many miles separate us.
Amen.
But in God's way of doing things, it doesn't matter. The miles are the ones that he created. And so he is not hindered by the distance. Neither are we when we step forward in faith. And we cannot serve God without faith. Please understand that. We cannot serve him without faith. So we must step out in faith, such as we're doing. And we're standing in the gap for the Ethiopian Jews that reside in Israel that need assistance and help. God moved upon Israel a few years ago to airlift those Jews out of Ethiopia and bring them to Israel so they've immigrated. But of course, they have to be able to adapt and fit in, and they need help, funding, and all of those things. State help, if you will, to reroot and be replanted in a different country, such as Israel. And so we are praying that they will get all of the help that they need from institutions such as the Legal Aid Society there to help them get planted, get rooted in that society. They're real people, real families, real children needing education, real parents needing work, all of those things. So we are honored, I'm honored, and I'm sure you are too, with this task that has been requested of us to intercede for them today. The team in Israel will be back, arriving back in the United States on tomorrow morning, in fact. Yeah, that's early tomorrow morning. Wow, the time went fast. Yeah, they land, and we pray God that they would have a safe trip back. And by the way, Israel is on high alert because, you know, they do not know, like none of us do at this point, where that plane is, and if in fact that plane is, you know, it's on the bottom of the ocean, but it's around somewhere parked, and being weaponized, if you will, such as has happened in the past. You've witnessed it here, where the planes were placed against the buildings, towers. Well, Israel, it's a small country, very small. It would take a plane just 1 minute and a half to fly across it from end to end, and it's right on the coast. So, you know, in their best interest, they're on high alert. So all of those things are happening at the same time. So we thank God for Israel's safety and for protection for all concerned. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ prevails. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And we pray as our friends leave the shores of Israel on today, because I'm sure they'll be leaving later today, in order to be back here on Thursday morning early. We pray a safe trip back for them. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You're so kind and so gracious.
Thank
our
you
tongues
for
are too short
prayer,
to give you all that is needed, all the prayers that we really must give you, because you deserve it. It all goes to you. No one save yourself has the position and the honor and the glory that you have. And it was in the past, it's now, and it's forever. And we thank you, Lord, that you've made us your people. You've called us to yourself.
Yes, Lord.
You took the first step. You loved us. first.
Yes, Father, help
you're
us.
Teaching us. You're teaching us how to love you. We don't know
this.
We can't create this.
You're the one
that has shown us through your Son.
Hallelujah.
Through your Son, Jesus Christ, you've shown us. Continue to teach us. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank
you
for the opportunity that you've given.
Yes.
Pray.
Thank you for giving us the desire to want to serve you, Lord.
With the confidence that
Hallelujah.
You hear and
Hallelujah.
Answer our prayers.
Yes, Lord.
Even on
Thank
this day, guide our
feet.
Please guide our feet.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
As we walk. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to your name, Jesus.
In the name
of
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We thank you today.
Thank you, Jesus.
This grace.
Thank you for this opportunity, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
Where we can come
thank
to you, Lord, knowing that you are all hearing, that you are a poor answering God. And we thank you, Lord. You are a miracle-working God. We thank you for all the miracles that you are worth. We thank you for all the miracles that you are about to perform. We thank you for answering every prayer, Lord. We thank you for answering every prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Every prayer we have to be represented on
thank
this life, Lord.
Father,
we thank you for doing it. Because we know for the past year we have been praying and we have been seeking your face. Lord, I thank you for the many answered prayers.
Yes, Lord.
Because you have answered many of our prayers, Lord.
Yes,
and there
Lord.
Are many that you still are going to answer, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Just give us the faith to trust you, to trust your word. To trust you as our Lord and Savior, knowing that you are in control and that with you all things are possible.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Father, help us to be laborers in the field, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to go there and to labor for your kingdom, Lord. Lord, you are seeking laborers, Lord. And send laborers, Lord, that are willing to work for you, that are willing to touch the world and that they are
called
to your kingdom. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That you have given us the desire, Lord.
Yes.
To spread your word, to spread your gospel in our workplace. In our community, wherever we go, Lord, help us to be fruitful laborers.
Hallelujah.
We thank,
thank you
for
Lord.
Doing it, Lord. We thank you for doing it, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory to your name.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God, you've given us the desire to live holy, to be righteous.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Be holy because you are holy, Lord.
Hallelujah. Even
help
as we
go forth with a pure heart and with clean hands, Lord.
Yes.
Oh,
even
Lord.
As we leave our posts today, as we get up off of our knees, so to speak, we want to remember. Our sister, Jennifer Clark, she is in the Bahamas, and she's not there on vacation. She is working. So we want to, I'm sure she's listening in, We want to yep, thank God.
She's online.
There you go.
she just texted me and said that she is trying to get you online, but the connection is weak. But she is online.
Yeah. Okay. So we thank God for her. We pray her strength in the Lord as she labors there. She's at work. Her job took her there. So, you know, it's nice to be in the warm sunshine, such as where she is. But I just wanted to remind us that she's there, and we thank God for bringing her safely there and returning her and her company, if you will, back to us safely and in one piece. So God bless you, Jennifer, and may God continue to smile upon you all this day long. Hallelujah. Well, thank all of you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. And we look forward to being again. Let's see what God will do today and lead us into on tomorrow. So be watchful, be wise, be in His way. Keep the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Stay prayerful.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, bless them victoriously as they walk in the light.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.